Hello, this is Pastor Cecil A. Thompson, and this is Blessings from the Heart. Believers always win. Philippians 1:21. For to the believer to live is Christ, and to die is gain. I can remember as a young boy listening to the radio. It was modern technology in that day. There had been a time before the day of radio when the latest information was transmitted by shortwave or by courier, and it was limited to the speed by which it could be delivered. Then came shortwave radio and telecommunication in various forms, and information was rapidly transmitted. In our day and age, looking back, that was archaic. Now, milliseconds can transmit huge volumes of information, too much information in many cases. We have information overload. But one thing is always clear to the believer. We win. We always win. Believers always win. Paul, writing to the church at Philippi, gives us these words that I've used for today in Philippians 1:21. For to the believer, to live is Christ, and to die is gain. Wow! What profound comment that is, and it's so true. So many people try to grasp onto life only to realize it slips away. People that are in the limelight of society spend huge amounts trying to look young, but I want to tell you something. With each passing day, we never get younger, we get older. As children, we can hardly wait for birthdays to come so we can say we're older and older. And then at the other end of our life, we try to say, oh, I'm getting younger and younger. And some have said, I don't want to give my age. It's a secret. Hey, let me tell you something. It's not a secret. People can see when we're getting old. We do not look the same as we did the day before. I'm sure that many times you've seen celebrities or those who are in the limelight and we haven't seen for a few years, and all of a sudden we just like are in shock. How come they look so old? Well, because they are so old. We are not getting younger. We're getting older. And we have to recognize as believers in Jesus Christ that when we live for Christ, it really doesn't matter whether we are here or whether we are there. The important thing is that we're living for Christ. He will give us the days that He wants us to have in order to accomplish for Him what He wants us to accomplish. And the question is not how long we live or how old we are, but what are we doing with the days that we have been given? Are we faithful believers? We need to recognize that as believers in the Lord Jesus Christ, we are winners. Whether we die to the Lord. Or whether we live to the Lord. So it really doesn't matter. Whether the Lord chooses to leave us here or take us to be with Him, we win either way. Isn't that great? We cannot lose because we are His children, and He can use us here or He can take us home. And wow, what a homecoming it's going to be. Can you imagine the reunion we're going to have when we meet our family and our friends and those that have gone before, and they share with us the joys of eternity? And then we suddenly are aware of the presence of our Savior and Lord, who loved us so much that He shared His blood and gave it for us that we might have eternal life. Oh, what a day that will be when we recognize that we are in the presence of the one who loved us so much that he died for us. Listen, remember this. Believers always win. Act like a winner. Heavenly Father, as we come into your presence, we're so thankful, Lord, that you have given us the ability to see beyond this world and the pain and the suffering of this world and see the joy that awaits us. I pray that we might live for you and do the things that you call us to do with a wonderful appreciation for the fact that this is not our home. We are just passing through. We have a home that's waiting for us. But until we come into the presence of that wonderful home that you've prepared for us and the presence that you are opening for us to receive, I pray that we might be faithful to the things that you have given us here, to do the things that you call us to do, to be obedient servants. And we pray this in Jesus' precious name. Amen. Blessings, dear hearts. May God richly bless you as you bless others by your words and actions. This is Pastor Cecil.
We trust you've enjoyed today's devotional. Please forward this devotional on to someone who could use the encouragement. If you aren't currently receiving Pastor Cecil's daily devotionals, you can subscribe by going to dailyevotional.com or pastorcecil.com.